This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, it's all whites, all moving ahead. It's a good day to be on the DJB program or be on the radio or to be listening to the radio because there's so much going on. Thursday, the 18th of July, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer has spoken herself out, as it were. She's all spoken. She's been spoken for and spoken out. So it's up to us to work through the news, work through the conversation. What in the world is going on? All these words, you know, words have weight. And I think that in our lingo, you and I have sort of the same spiritual philosophy, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The more conscious we become, the more we deepen our relationship with words. Words have weight. They have consequence. Choose them well. I admit to not doing that always particularly well. I think you do a lot of talking, and sometimes the language and the power behind a word gets misused and misunderstood. So nothing is ever meant here to hurt more. It is to heal. So if somebody sends a word, I guess maybe the lesson on that is if somebody sends a word your way, and I think I said this yesterday, as a matter of fact, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But sometimes they are.
I don't believe that at all. I'm glad that people don't say that to kids anymore, because I think that that's just so untrue. That was it's like an old world way of like, buck up, you know, but it's not true. I think words have a lot of weight and meaning.
Here, the modern day example, the modern day translation of that, Victoria, is all the nasty stuff that is said on social media, but the preface is, can I be honest with you? I just want to tell you, honest, my foot. All right, so having said that...
That's funny. A lot of people do say that.
Yeah, right. Can I be honest? I want to call you a crap head or whatever. Okay. So let's become conscious. Let's deepen our relationship with the words that we speak. Let us say what we are actually feeling, but in a way that isn't hurtful. I have four partners with me on my deal on the farm, and sometimes because I'm very emotional, I get I don't understand, and so I get into conversations with the partners to straighten things out. And we all realize, especially over a day or two, the power of confusion. And confusion sometimes comes because our communication styles are different. And nobody in our group wants any of us to be uncomfortable. But there are a couple of new players. People are not used to the other ideas that are expressed sometimes. But make no mistake about it. Our words, your words, my words carry power. And maybe they are better spoken. Sometimes I really am accused of speaking quickly. I go through things quickly. My mind works quickly. Thank heavens for that. But sometimes if you are slower, it seems that it gives more confidence. Do you think that's true? If we speak more slowly, it seems that we have more confidence in what we're saying. I remember a shrink telling me once, I speak quickly because I don't want everybody to hear what I'm saying. So,
really?
That was true. I thought about it, I thought, oh yeah, maybe that's true. But words. I've been talking on the radio since I was 17 years old. I have been involved in businesses and been close to people. And I know that sometimes I have said things that I wish later on I hadn't said. And sometimes it's hard to take them back. But at any rate, I guess the idea here is because we are all about words, phrases, sentences, paragraphs, ideas, stories, the whole thing. We'll get into the Democratic debate and the list, which is getting shorter, thank heavens. Not because I want to see anybody go away. I have no ill feeling toward, maybe a couple. Maybe. If I were really to measure my words carefully, I think it's obvious that I feel nothing. But I think it's not animosity, it's disdain for Kamala Harris, and a couple of the others who are running off at the mouth all the time and have nothing to say except, how does this, it's me. What do we have in the list? Who do you think is going to make it through the next debate, Victoria?
Well, the Democratic National Committee has announced that the candidates who have qualified for the next round is essentially everyone that we saw the first time, with the exception of Eric Swalwell, who actually has dropped out of the race. He is, I believe, from California. I think he's not Jen's representative, but I know that maybe the next district or something.
Adam,
she's mentioned him, right?
Adam
Schiff is hers, Schiff right? Is hers,
yeah.
Yeah, so Swalwell's out, and everyone else is in. Even author Marianne Williamson is in, businessman Andrew Yang. They were two who really didn't, they got about 1% in terms of the popularity poll after the first debate. And these two, the next two will be held at a random drawing over two nights in Detroit on July 30th and the 31st, 8 p.m. on CNN. And they will do a drawing that will air on Thursday at 8 p.m. And that's going to be during a special edition of Anderson Cooper 360. And the only change, like I said, is that Bullock, who is the Montana governor, Steve Bullock, he will be replacing Eric Swalwell. So that's the only two there that are swapping. One of your Massachusetts reps, Seth Moulton, and from Miramar, Florida, Mayor Wayne Messer. Those are two candidates who did not make the first debate stage. They also failed to qualify for the second. No one even knows that they're running, but there you go. Yeah. Billionaire investor Tom Steyer and former Pennsylvania
ads all
rep.
All over the place. You've seen those ads? They're everywhere for him.
I haven't seen anything, which is really, maybe he's just focusing on other states. I don't know. I haven't seen anything. But former Pennsylvania rep Joe Sestic, those two candidates recently got into the race, but they also failed to qualify. So I think that if you're not even in the second debate, I think you're pretty much a non-starter at this point. Candidates had until 11 a.m. yesterday morning to certify with the DNC that they had either achieved at least 1% support in three polls from an approved list of pollsters, or that they had received campaign contributions from 65,000 donors, including 200 donors each from 20 different states. So that is the list. Tom Steyer has not gotten to that point yet, and the Pennsylvania rep, Joe Sestic, also not at that level.
All right.
I think what we're going to see, you know, we'll see that if the debates are any different than last time. I think sort of the standout moment of the last debate was Kamala Harris really going after Joe Biden, and Joe Biden admitting that he was not prepared for that question, that she came after him, and I think he was a little timid to go back at her in the current climate of, you know, women and men and things like that.
Yeah, maybe he learned a lesson there. Why shouldn't we go after them if they are wrong? What difference does it make? Whether you're going to act as you do, then you pay the consequences. I think the climate...
And rebuffing someone else's accusation, you can do it in a respectful way. It doesn't have to involve gender at all.
Absolutely.
And gender shouldn't even be a consideration. Yeah. And I think a lot of women would probably say that to Joe Biden. Look, we get it. You were trying to be extra sensitive because she was a woman and she was coming after you. But at the same time, you know, fair is fair. And she didn't sling mud. She accused him of something that he said he didn't do. And it was, you know, it was pretty clean. It just took him by surprise.
Yeah.
And so maybe, hopefully we'll see him a little bit more ready to go.
Well, yeah, and if he wants any chance, he has to be able to show that he can stand up for himself. Because if that's what he's getting from Kamala Harris, then you can imagine what he's going to get later on. And so he has to be able to come up with some kind of logical response to that. I would also like to see, I know you don't like Elizabeth Warren, Doug, but she was kind of someone that people thought did pretty well in
the first
debate.
She did very well. Yep.
So,
yep.
And I would like to see her, whether they're doing it randomly or not, I would like to see her at the adults' table instead of the kids' table, just to see kind of how she stands up against
everyone.
How
do they divvy that up? That's a good point. How are they divvying up the two nights this time around? Do you know, Victoria?
Well, apparently
it's
they're
just
doing
a random
election. Yeah,
oh, it is. Okay.
Which they said it was last time as well. They said it was
didn't
random.
Didn't feel
but
like it.
Yeah,
no.
It certainly didn't
feel
random.
Like it at all.
So I would also like to see Tulsi Gabbard talking with some of the people
from
who
Hawaii?
Have more of a chance. Because people seem to like her, and she was very...
She was good.
She seemed to have a lot of common sense, which I would like to see more of.
Okay, so let's see how you like this idea. I know that there is much controversy with AOC, and I saw late last night, as I was going through some of the things that I use for material here, a new face running in the district where AOC is. Her name is Sherry Murray. She's a black lady. She said in her announcement that New York's 14th congressional district is in crisis. She says the crisis is caused by AOC. She's a black woman. Did I say that already?
Yes.
Okay. So she announced her campaign on Twitter yesterday. She thinks public service is not about serving the public, but herself. That's what she's referencing to AOC and what her desires and goals are. So she says, that's why I'm launching my campaign to unseat the 29-year-old congresswoman next year. And this is a woman who's an interesting Republican. It isn't that you see very many black Republicans, obviously, because
not
of the way
district.
They conduct themselves. No,
Yeah, so she's a Jamaican immigrant as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if she can, you know, if she goes out and is on, you know, her feet walking through the streets and gets people to vote for her, then, you know, if she deserves it, then that's great. It's kind of funny to me, though, because I feel like the district that AOC represents is a very high immigrant population, and people love her there. So it's very interesting to me. I think the rest of the country has these feelings about her, but I think the people she represents really like her.
Yeah, but is she representing them would be the question. That's the claim. Ms. Murray says that she's not. She's doing her own bidding. She's on her own stage. She's on her own soapbox and the things that she talks about.
Well, her own say that about every representative.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I said that yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's all about money and who's there and who's what. So anyway, but let's see what happens. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Speaking of shaking things out, how are you? Do you get up in the morning and sort of analyze? I'm making a lot of reference to yesterday. We covered a lot of territory yesterday. I think one of the things we talked about were those who are not resting well because it's so humid, it's so hot, and you wake up, you don't have air conditioning, you're really miserable. And I think I said, if you woke up yesterday and you felt worse than you did when you went to bed the night before, maybe it's time for a change. Maybe it's a better condition. One of the things you always have to have in focus, your appraisal of the mattress that you're sleeping on, the pillows that you're using. And you know the message from MyPillow, they guarantee all of their products, whether it's the pillows, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the dog mattress. Now, this is sort of a generic focus on what they have, but you can find very specific pillows for very specific purposes. The neck pillow, the cushions. I had in the car the other day a travel pillow. And, take a quick nap in the car, in the back seat of the car. It's great for that sort of thing. All their pillows are great because they're all made the same way. You can wash them. You can dry them. There is this the new cover. The pillow covers themselves. Zip them on. Keep all the horrible creatures that crawl around in and out of old pillows. That's the reason you can wash them. And what did they say? Did you say you wash yours every month, Victoria? I've forgotten how often you wash yours. I think.
Once a month. Yep.
Yeah.
That's about right.
All right. No more tossing and turning. Let's wake up feeling as well as you possibly can. Transformation time. Go to MyPillow.com. Thanks to the work of Mike Lindell, we have a whole new world of getting adjusted. You can adjust the pillows. The body temperature is controlled with the mattress topper. Let's get to MyPillow.com. Order mattress toppers and sheets and pillows and pillowcases. All kinds of discounts. With the MyPillow.com connection to promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow. Get the great benefit and the great buys at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Top of my hair, say something, good look around, this is your hometown, this is your hometown, this is your hometown, this is your hometown.
Great provocative songs from the boss, Bruce Springsteen. And so there has been no question in the minds of people like you who live in New Jersey that Bruce is from New Jersey, Victoria, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He claims his roots there, stays close to them.
Still he lives here. We see him all the time.
Blue-collar upbringing. Yeah, right. Doesn't he have a farm? He's got a farm somewhere.
He has a farm about 10 minutes from where we live, and then he pops up in Asbury Park all the time. That's about 10 minutes south of here. So, yeah, he's everywhere. His kids went to school here, were raised here.
What is his relationship with his children like? Does he have good kids?
I've seen him. Well, it's funny because I've seen him in the movie theater with his kids. Yeah. He's just very, like, you know, at the he was I stood behind him at Starbucks with his kids. He seems very, very close with all of them.
Good. So anyway, there's a new wide-ranging exhibit in the Monmouth County Historical Association, which is called Springsteen, His Hometown. That's Freehold, New Jersey. I remember driving by that on the exit the other night when I was driving down there. Off mm-hmm. of the, was that the 219 or what was I on? No, that was on Garden State. The exhibit will provide a comprehensive look at how Monmouth County has been thematically woven into Bruce's music and his art through his career. More than 150 items to be on display. When his and the dog go, is that Bentley? He's going to like it. Take his home. I like having Bentley there. So this is going to open up the end of September, run through the fall of next year, including the original color poster from Springsteen's first band, the Castiles, personal scrapbook made by his mother. That'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
As well as his 1943 high school yearbook. Is he? No, her 43.
Hers, yeah.
No, he's not that. He's younger than I am. Plus an 1801 document signed by Revolutionary War patriot and director ancestor John Springsteen. He was born in Freehold. The unveiling of the show will coincide with the city's centennial celebration. pieces in the exhibit come from both the Monmouth County Historical Association and the Bruce Springsteen Bruce Springsteen Archives and Center for American Music in Monmouth. Proceeds from the exhibit will benefit the Monmouth County Historical Association. So good, cool. That sounds like a fun...
This is going to be something that every Bruce fan in New Jersey is going to be flocking to. Yeah. And you know what? He's the type of guy, I'm sure he'll show up for this, too.
Yeah,
he shows up for a lot of stuff to support, you know, things like this. So.
He shows up. Let's just put it that way. He shows up for stuff. And that's more than you can say for what's going on in the Woodstock event. What in the world? They're still trying to make this work, but they haven't caught a break yet in Vernon, New York. Woodstock 50, for the third time, the proposal to move the event to Vernon Downs racetrack has been denied. Twice last week, the town rejected written applications, stating they were incomplete, submitted too close to the start date. The Vernon Planning Board denied an appeal of the rejections. So after that decision, Virgin Produced, who's been advising the Woodstock 50 team, officially concluded their consulting role with respect to the company.
I'm amazed they stayed on so long.
Yeah.
I would have been out like months ago.
Yeah.
That's an arm of what's his face?
I don't know. I would imagine it must be.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Live events and stuff like that.
Yeah. Woodstock will always be remembered as an iconic moment in history, Virgin said, but despite our formidable effort to assist Michael Lang in resurrecting their festival, it's become apparent the time has expired. So, see you later. Woodstock 50 officials said they plan to reapply.
Good luck.
28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump campaigns at a rally in North Carolina last night.
The Democrat agenda is anti-worker, anti-jobs, anti-citizen, anti-family, and anti-common sense.
At the rally, the president also continued his attacks on four minority women in the U.S. House, all Democrats, Trump painting the congresswomen as radical left-wing ideologues, and called the freshman lawmakers those who see the U.S. as a force of evil. More U.S. troops are headed to the southern border, the Pentagon announcing it has approved a request to deploy 2,100 troops in support of President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 will come from the Texas National Guard. The rest will be active duty. Pentagon officials say they'll help with things like logistical support and aerial surveillance. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Mondo Bizarro Studio. Now, all these radio programs. From the Pepperoni Studio, whoever it is that's...
Pepperoni
right?
Studio.
Well, I mean, let's attach an advertiser to the studio. Mm-hmm. I'd do it if I had... Somebody didn't want to come in here and see what it looked like. Working our way with words here on the DJV program. Jennifer involved in a late... day speaking engagement yesterday, so she's grogged out. Victoria is here, though. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. Her portfolio is in front of her, all those screens and all those buttons, all those lights. Woohoo! Let's have some fun with that. You know, one of the things, as I reference what each of us means to each other, there are two things that come to me. And you're both going to laugh about the second one. The two things that I have learned. I'm always learning from all of you. I learn from you, Victoria, and Kara, and Jennifer, and I hope you learned some things from me. Learn from the listeners, what their thoughts are, what works, what doesn't work in their lives. I'm happy to hear from all of you. When I was talking about words, Victoria reminded me, I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but she loved a quote that she shared with me, and I decided I should share it with all of you. Professor Dumbledore tells Harry Potter, quote, "Words, in my humble opinion, are our most inexhaustible source of magic, capable of both inflicting injury and remedying it." It's fabulous you remembered that, and fabulous that we can share those words, because they are very true. Words, in my humble opinion, are a most inexhaustible source of magic, capable of both inflicting injury and remedying it. And sometimes I can think of, especially in close personal relationships, sometimes you say things and then afterwards you wish you hadn't said them. A lot of emotion. The more you care about somebody, I think sometimes the more passionate the words are, and sometimes the more difficult to understand, because not everybody has equal passion for the, you know, the same things. At any rate, so that was the first thing. The second thing is that I can freeze cherries. I bought a whole tub.
Jen taught you that one.
Oh, is that Jen? Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. This is the season of cherries, as most of you know, if you love them. I love, 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 love fresh cherries. So when I was bemoaning the fact last week that we only have a two-month season to enjoy all this fabulous flavor and the wonder of cherry, they're very good for you as well. Jennifer said, no, that's not true. You can freeze them. So I bought a tub full of cherries, and I'm putting them in my freezer downstairs. And in a few months, we're going to test test that theory.
See how it goes.
Yes, we're going to see how it goes. Speaking of seeing how things go, a couple of developments here that are worthy of note, I think. I suppose this is from the, I don't know whether I put this into the legal department. I guess maybe I'll do the legal department here, because the feds have ended the investigation into the Trump Organization and so-called hush money payments that were allegedly paid to women who had affairs with President Trump. I didn't know they were still actually doing this. Maybe it comes...
Investigating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they've been ordered by a judge. Investigators have been ordered to release information connected to their probe of Trump and to Michael Cohen, who's gone to jail, right? Hasn't Michael Cohen has gone to jail?
Yeah.
Right. So the judge ordered a copy of the government's July status report, copies of search warrants material that came from the Cohen case, in fact, to be filed by 11 o'clock today. So what's going to, is this a circus, or is this all,
I think the judge is doing this before. Well, we haven't seen it. We've maybe heard some rumors, but I think the judge did the right thing. He said, look, this is concluded now, and that every American should have the opportunity to read this for themselves and decide and see what where taxpayer money has gone. I think the judge absolutely did the right thing. I think part of the reason that the Mueller report was, besides what was actually in it, but the actual report itself, I think a lot of people found it was, you know, all the redactions, and it just, it didn't feel like, as an American citizen, it didn't feel like we had transparency there with that. And obviously Congress doesn't feel that they did either, because that, well, but Congress doesn't feel that way either. That's why they want Mueller to come back and testify himself.
Well, the Republicans don't. The Democrats, the Republicans don't want him to come.
Right. Well, yeah. So I think it's good that this judge said, look, you've got until 11 a.m. on Thursday morning, make this stuff public. It's going to have very limited redactions, which is exactly what he ordered it to be. And so people can decide for themselves. And I think that that just has to be where we are right now. You know, if we're gonna have to watch this on the news every day, then we should be allowed to see what exactly the prosecutors were working with and go from there. So, you know, we'll see.
Speaking of Michael Cohen in the slammer, been there for a month at the Otisville Federal Correctional Institution, I love that, upstate New York, where he is sitting next to the Situation.
Yeah.
And Billy McFarland. Why is Billy McFarland in jail? The fire festival.
That fire festival. He defrauded millions of dollars out of people.
I
and then
that deal.
Yeah. And then, and this was the source, well, the inspiration for two very popular documentaries. One was on Netflix and one was on Hulu about the disaster that was the Fyre Festival. It never actually materialized. People were stranded there. It was just, it was really awful. And he did it, he knew what he was doing. He's a complete fraudster. So he's in there for 6 years. Mike, the Situation from Jersey Shore, he's in there for 8 months. He gets out in September. And then Michael Cohen is in for 3 years.
Cohen told his family that he was worried how the inmates would treat him, but his notoriety apparently has turned into some kind of a celebrity. Quote, he's pleasantly surprised that everyone has been very cordial and have actually been coming up offering him advice about how to live in prison, offering him lunchtime. Well, hey, you want to have some lunch? Let's get together. Let's have lunch. Let's do lunch. Inmates have approached Cohen asking him for legal advice. That might be a good way for him to spend his time.
Yeah.
He's working out every day, playing tennis, lost 20 pounds, more relaxed than he's ever been. His family said he's going to write a book, friends with the entire place. They love him. So for 3 years.
This sounds more like a celebrity rehab center than a prison. Yeah. And this kind of, you know, Pauly D, who is Mike the Situation's friend and co-star on Jersey Shore, he recently did an interview and said he had just visited Mike at Otisville. And he said he was expecting bars and a prison and chain link fence and
the
things
country.
Like that.
It
has none of that.
It's Mike Marion.
Yeah, he said he was, he actually said he was shocked. He said, I had my cell phone on me the whole time. They never even did a search on me. And he said they never asked for my phone. He said, with everyone's outside with their families, because the families can visit every day. So he said the families are all outside at picnic tables having family dinner. He said people are playing bocce ball. Michael Cohen's playing tennis. He said it absolutely, and there's actual menu for the food.
First class, you get a menu.
Yeah, he said it kind of blew his mind because he really was not expecting that, and I think his takeaway was, hey, you know what? It's not that bad. It's kind of like adult. It's like adult summer camp, and that's not what it's supposed to be. So a guy like Billy McFarland, I think Mike the Situation has learned his lesson, and who knows about Michael Cohen, but Billy McFarland, any interview you've seen that we've all seen with him, he is such an arrogant SOB, as you would say. Doug, there is no way that this is deterring him from cooking up his next scheme.
Well, yeah,
there's just
like
no way.
You get out, you cook up your next scheme, and then after you get arrested for it, you get to go to summer camp or you get to have your little vacation where
you
don't have to pay for anything. All your money gets put
see,
aside.
That's it. We're paying for that. That's what's wrong with the system. The system.
We're paying for Michael Cohen to play tennis every day.
He should be working. The money should be that it cost us to go after him. That money he should be earning. At a job where he may have to go home at night with an ankle bracelet or something, but he should be working and paying back. This system we have is so bad.
To have anyone say that Michael Cohen is, quote, the most relaxed he's been in a long time, that is not what's supposed to happen. That's not what's supposed to happen in prison.
Also, in the terms of legal stuff, that sexual assault case against Kevin Spacey on Nantucket officially dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
The DA said that they can't come up with, they have no complaining witness, they have no accuser, they have no documents, they have no phone, they have nothing.
I don't think they ever really did have anything.
No,
and
it was an attempt by this woman who was a news anchor to get publicity. That's all this was. As a total, it's reminded me again of these AOC types.
It's really a shame that she put her son. She threw him to
how
the wolves.
How self-serving
put him
is
on
that?
Trial.
Exactly. For your
purposes. And then the kid gets on stage. On stage, he gets on the witness stand and he pleads the fifth.
Yeah.
So
right.
How can you even say you're accusing someone if you're also pleading the fifth? It was a mess.
Today
but it's
is
one victory for Kevin Spacey.
Right. He's got a lot of other challenges ahead of him for sure he has to face. Nelson Mandela Day today. Nelson Mandela International Day. Sort of won over the apartheid regime in South Africa, or won over the people to eliminate the regime in South Africa. He was a human rights lawyer, prisoner of conscience, speaking of being in jail. He worked around the world for peace, first democratically elected president. in Free South Africa. Remember, I was lucky enough to be the first person on the scene from American radio to interview Nelson Mandela the day
That's really amazing. That is an incredible accomplishment.
Yep. The UN, thank you. The UN General Assembly decided, well, I had a reputation at the time, and I guess I still do, of being pretty fair, open, honest, and that I appreciated. It was really interesting because Nelson Mandela really didn't answer any of the questions. His handlers did. But he sat next to me. I remember, it was like yesterday. I remember sitting there. And by the way, the people who brought me over were people in his party that wanted to have me come over. So they flew me over first class. And then when the interview was all over, I flew back in the toilet. I had the last seat in the plane next to the toilet on the way back. You think that's a pleasant 18-hour ride?
Oof.
Anyway, I was appreciative of meeting him. I found him to be a gentle man with integrity. When the microphone wasn't on, we actually did have a conversation. He's very stoic. I guess that's the word I would use for him. Anyway, so this day honors his 67 years of public service. And so the UN is asking you to spend 67 minutes of your time today helping others. I would hope that you do something like that for people every day. It's a good thing to keep in mind. A couple of quick sports notes. Pumpsy Green. Did you ever hear that name? You probably never heard that name, neither of you.
No, I haven't.
No baseball. He was the first black Red Sox player. Passed away yesterday at the age of 85. He was well known. He was a very gregarious guy. Everybody on the team loved him. He was the Jackie Robinson of the Red Sox. That's basically what happened. And the ownership of the Red Sox at the time was very racist. And I don't use that term. You know how I don't like using that term. But it was. The owner's a guy named Yaki and his family. They real struggle. They had to be pushed to hire this guy. And he so loved. And everybody got to love the guy. So anyway, he's passed away. And then the story of the six-year-old who was in on a golf course, sitting in the golf cart. His father, the young lady's name is Aria Hill, 20 yards from her father, teeing off at a course. This is Orem, Utah. And she, somebody else was hitting a ball on another green, or somehow or other, she got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball and died.
Oh.
I have my father played golf, was a very good golfer. I always worried about that because the golf's, I mean, I have a hay field that's across from a golf course, and there are thousands of golf balls in that field. I wonder one day if I'm not going to get bopped off the head when I'm in that field because of these golf balls all over the place. They're just, it's crazy stuff. Anyway, so it's a sad moment there. In television circles, people are talking about Gossip Girl being back. What's the story with that? HBO has got 10 episodes of this originally on the CW, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you both watch it? Did you like it, both of you?
I don't know if Kara did. I was obsessed with it.
Really?
I watched it all the time. I love that show.
This is an update of the old show, is it? They're updating it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole show, the premise was essentially kind of like the beginning of social media, and so the show started, I think, in 2007, and so social media was on the rise. But now, to do a reboot, I'm not really a fan of the reboots that have been happening. But this makes sense.
That's what you meant, yeah.
And they're going to do it with a different cast, and so it's going to be set in present day. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
Okay, all right. So we have one good TV show to talk about. What's quickly a big show for tonight?
Well, my pick tonight is on MTV at 8 o'clock, Jersey Shore Family Vacation. They all head to a dude ranch.
Dude.
Dude ranch.
Dude.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Been moving here. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. We have a couple of interesting and very important things, as we usually do here in this portion of the program. Victoria does the research on now this Face app, which is based in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this? This is not facial recognition stuff, is it? Or is it?
No, it's an app that people, I know you're not on social media much, but if you're on Instagram or Twitter, and I guess to some extent Facebook, people are going nuts over this Face app. What you do is you download the app to your phone.
Nuts in a good way or nuts because it's
annoying? Nuts because people are loving it. And so what you do is you download the app, you upload a picture of yourself, and then it either ages you and shows you what you're going to look like as an old person.
Oh, I saw about this last night. 150 different ways to look at yourself with this Face app. Yeah.
If you're an older person, you want to see what you look like younger, you can have it do it that way. Celebrities got in on it. This just went absolutely viral. However, there is a behind-the-scenes story here. This is an app that is based in Russia. It is a Russian company, and a lot of privacy concerns have been brought up about this now, and a lot of people have deleted the app off their phone. Now, the problem is because they claim that even though most data and tech experts say that the picture that you upload should stay in the app on your phone. However, this company says that they actually store your photo on their actual servers in Russia. Now, there are a lot of issues with that. And they say that they have to save bandwidth, and then that's why they need to store your image on their server. Now, I don't know about you. I have not downloaded this app. Lewis, my husband, did it, and I told him to delete it immediately. I do not want anyone in Russia having access to my picture and having access to my phone. Now, tech experts are really going nuts over this. They're digging into the code. They're trying to see exactly what data Face app can take from your phone. phone. These are there are a lot of potential privacy issues. You've got Well, and here's the other thing too. The company's privacy policy that you have to agree to in order to download the app, it has very broad language that basically allows it to use people's usernames, their real names, and their likeness for commercial purposes. Some of the lawyers involved now say it's non-compliant with U.S. data privacy laws, and this is a further example of we don't read the fine print, and when we don't read the fine print, our important stuff ends up in Russia. Well, so that's the moral of the story.
Taken back by the news media here in Boston, sort of fawning all over it. Obviously, they weren't smart enough to read the fine print either.
Right.
So don't do it. Just don't do it. Nintendo officially announcing their Switch Lite. Let's get the update on that.
The Geek Out.
Not long ago, we shared the news Nintendo was thinking about a lesser expensive, pared-down version of the Switch gaming console. Well, it's here. The Nintendo Switch Lite is official, and it's specifically designed for portability. All of the features that gave the original name Switch, you could carry it, dock it to a display, detach the controllers, are all features removed from the Lite. It's also a little smaller in size and in screen. It does feature better battery life and will come in three cool colors. There remains other questions like what games will and won't work with it, and how do you transfer data between devices, but we do know the new Nintendo Switch Lite goes on sale September 20th for $200, and we posted links about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Back to our focus on technology. Here's a new robo-calling bill.
Yes, the House Energy. Yeah, this is a new one. So the House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending a bill to help end the onslaught of unwanted robocalls to the floor. This is an issue that both chambers of Congress have made a priority. It's a bipartisan bill. It's called Stopping Bad Robocalls Act.
Oh my God, they're everywhere. They're calling every. They're calling.
I got five of them yesterday.
Yeah, and I got some in Chinese.
I have random Chinese people calling me, too. And then I've got the fake Social Security ones. Your Social Security number's been compromised, and it's frozen now. Call us immediately. Never, ever, ever call back, people, because that's one that's going around a lot. And so now, if approved, the bill would make it easier for the government to go after the scammers and issue tougher penalties. The FCC also needs to update what it defines as a robocall, which would make more businesses, it makes it easier for more businesses to obtain consent from consumers before making robotic calls. Now, this is sponsored by Frank Pallone, who's actually my representative here in New Jersey, and he said the American people are fed up with robocalls. 47 billion of them were made last year. That's outrageous.
It sure is. All right, thanks for the update, Victoria. 59 past the hour, DJ.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.